On Mem Kesamid Beis at the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda was poor, didn't have, he shared a cloak with his wife. So when Rav Gamliel made a tiny sibur, Rav Shim Gamliel made a tiny sibur, he didn't come. So he said he didn't have anything to wear. So Shodar like Lima Velo Kibel. So Rav Shim Gamliel sent him a jacket, and he wasn't a Kabbalist. Dal Tzifsa. So he didn't want to take any presents. Dali Tzifsa V'Omer Le L'Shlucha Chazi Ma'ika. The meal onicholi disani baharin almi. So I'm very rich. He picked up the mat he was sitting on, and there were gold coins there. A miracle happened. But he said, it's not that I don't have, I just don't want to benefit from this world. Rashi doli tzifsa higbia hamachzelis shayoshiv alei. He picked up the mat he was sitting on. V'omer le l'shlucha da'ozle beise. And he said to the shliach who brought him the jacket to wear, Chazu ma'ika rei kama osher yeshli shenasalo neis v'nismali kol osu mokam zehuvin. The whole place under the mat was full of gold coins, but I don't want to take anything from this world. That's why I don't want to take the jacket, and that's why I don't have anything to wear. Okay. Biakiva, you know, it's going on to explain another maisa with somebody poor. Rabbi Akiva skadoshes le barte de kalba savua. Right, Rabbi Akiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua, who was a very rich guy. Shoma Kalba Savua, so Kalba Savua was not happy that she married Rabbi Akiva. First of all, he was a pauper, and second of all, he was an Am Haaretz. So Adra Hanoa Mikol Nichse, so he assured all of his nechosim on her. He basically disowned her. Azla V'Insevele B'Sitva Haviganu Beitivna. So she went and she married him anyway, which is the halacha, that you don't have to listen to your parents when it comes to choosing a mate, even though the halacha is that because it's a mitzvah, and therefore you don't have to, parents don't have a shlita over children when it comes to mitzvahs. And even if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, it could be that a person doesn't have to listen to his parents to curtail his whole life. He doesn't have to listen to his parents what job he can get or where he should live or whatever. So it could be marrying, even if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, it would be like that. But the halacha is that if it's going to cause tzar to the parent, then taka, you have to listen. Tzar does not mean subjective tzar, like a mother who says, I'm going to have a heart attack if you marry that guy who's learning, or something like that. That's subjective tzar. That's somebody's mitzvah themselves. But tzar that if you marry that criminal, we're going to be embarrassed or whatever, that's real tzar. So over here, Lechora, he was a pauper and he was an Am Haaretz. So I guess Kalba Savua had a right to demand from his daughter not to marry somebody who was degrading to their social status. But she didn't listen to him anyway because she saw that Rabbi Akiva could become a Talmud Chacham.
Is it possible?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he
could leave.
What?
He has to leave his
He has to leave, but it could be with their permission. Don't say without their permission. Okay, so they when in the winter or fall, right? They would sleep on straw. They're very poor. Havi komanket leitivna mimazye. The Rashi learns that that she took the straw out of his hair. Our gear says mashma that he took a straw out of her hair. Omar law ihavi li ramina loch Yerushalayim. If I had the money, I would buy you this expensive jewelry called Yerushalayim shel zahav. So also Eliyahu idmi lahom ke anosha. Eliyahu Novi came and appeared as a regular person. The kukori above, and he was calling out by the gate. Omar lahu havuli pursa de tivna. Give me a little straw. The elitus itzi. My wife just gave birth. Leshli midam la agunach. And I have nothing, a laguna. I have nothing to lie down on. Omer lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to his wife, Chazu gavra dafilu tibna lo isle. We're not that bad off. This guy's even worse off than us. He doesn't even have straw. Right? So the reason that Elio did that is because if a person feels, Sameach Bechelko, so he's rich. So giving all the money in the world wouldn't make him rich, but making him feel satisfied made him rich. Also, it could be it wasn't good for them to be rich at this point. So Leo didn't give him money. Just gave him a feeling that that everything's okay. Amra le zil havi beirav. Go learn. Ozel tartis reishnin kamed rebelezer v'yoshua. So he went to learn 12 years by rebelezer v'yoshua. Lemishlam tartis reishnin, after 12 years, ko ozel le beisi, came home. Shoma min achori beisi, the komer lo chad rosha le dvisu, shaper ovid le chavuch, chad le domi loch, v'od shofkech armelus chayus kulin shonin. Right, so he came home and he heard from outside that there was a Rasha, one of the neighbors who was Rasha, said to the wife, make trouble for the couple. He said, your father did the right thing by disowning you, because first of all, you married somebody not up to your social level, and secondly, look what he did to you. Left you for 12 years, what's it called, like an almana. So she said to this neighbor, if he'd listen to me, he should go back another 12 years to learn. If that's the case, she gives me permission, I'll go for another 12 years. So he left and he went back for 12 years. So they asked, why didn't he just come in and say hello? Then go back. So they say, tells her, Vort, and they saw a lot of other people said the same thing. Yeah, 2 times 12 is not the same thing as 1 times 24. So you want to be mafsik. You want to already go and learn 24 years straight is different than breaking it up even by coming in and saying hello. Hodar Ozel, so he went and he learned another 12 years. Havitarti Sleishloni Achri Naisa. Also Be'estim V'Arba Alta Zuge Talmide. So after 24 years, he came back with 24,000 pairs of Talmide. Not the Kulia Amalape. So he already was a famous person. People came to greet him. The Afi Komis Lamepek Lape. She also wanted to come and greet her husband. Omer Lahu Rishois, that same neighbor, said, the Atlehecha, where are you going? You don't even have the right clothes to, you know, for the occasion. That's one Pshataran says. Others say that she didn't even know it was Rabbi Akiva. Right, she thought it was Stam, a big Talmud Chacham was coming. She doesn't realize it was her husband coming home. So Amrle, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto. Either I know my husband, won't make a difference for him if I come out dressed nicely or not. He knows who I am. Or that this Tzadik, who maybe he's not her husband, right, but he's not going to embarrass me. Also, Lachzuyela. So she wanted that she was pushing through the crowd to see him. Kamadchan le Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan were pushing her away. Who's this woman who wants to get closer to Rabbi Akiva? Omer lohun hanichalah. So Rabbi Akiva saw what was going on. He said, leave her. Shaliva shalachem shalahu. Whatever I have and she and you have comes from her. Shama kalva savua. Also the itchalav nidre. So Gemara in another place says that Kalva Savua didn't know this was Rabbi Akiva, but he had charata and he wanted to be shoal on the nether. So he came to Rabbi Akiva and he said, I have a son-in-law and I have charata, I want to be shoal on the nether. He said, so Rabbi Akiva told him, if you knew that your son-in-law was going to become a big Talmud Chacham, would you have made the nether? He said, of course not. He says, I'm him. So he's mata the nether. Mishteruye ishtere. And others say that he couldn't be mata the nether, but he found the Pesach and three other people were mata the nether. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Have a the Snasi Lislebasitva, the Mosachorath. They got married in the winter and they slept on straw. Hayu Ganu Beitivna, Hayu Shainim Beinatevin, Shalohayolohem Karmuksa, they didn't have a bed to sleep in. Komankit Le Tivna Minmaje, Hayu Malakit Atevin Misairo. She, what's it called, took the straw out of his hair. And again, others learn the way we have a girsa, that he took the hair, the straw out of her hair. Yehavi li ramina loch Yerushalayim d'davo, yemiyeli sipuk, shet desar, if I ever get rich, esa loch Yerushalayim shel zav. You're worth Yerushalayim shel zav. Botei nefesh, shemetsuyeres b'chol nyinei Yerushalayim. Some kind of jewelry that depicts inyanim of Yerushalayim. The end he became rich, we'll see, and he took a border this jewelry. Mishum kores ruach lohem. So lididei lo havei lo afilu teven kamo lohem. He wanted to make them feel good that there's somebody who has less than them. So they felt at least they have something. Shapir oved leavuch, da adrich minoch nichse. So this wicked neighbor said, your father did the right thing by disowning you. Chadad lo domi loch, shehu garua mibcha. He's not up to your social standing. He left it for 12 years. Some say that she knew it was Rabbi Akiva. The neighbor said, you're going out in the tattered clothing, right? He's not going to like you. You see, what's it called? You're going to degrade yourself in front of him. So she said, no, Yodei Tzadik Nefesh Behemto. The Ishti Amrei Lo Havi Yoda. She didn't know who it was. And Lohachi Ko Amrei Tzadik Lo Mavazel Inchi. But she said, I'm sure this Tzadik is not going to embarrass me or insult me because I'm not wearing a nice dress. Shaliv Shalachem Shalahi Al Yoda Hu Kol Mashalamanati. Because of her, everything I learned and everything you learned came. Okay, but...
There were 24,000
zugos,
or
24,000 Mashma,
24,000
Talmidim. 48,000 Talmidim.
In Sfira, they always say that. What's the word of the
24,000? Yeah, but it could be from here. Is Mashma? Where does it say? Right. Esrim the Arba Alfin Zuge Talmidim. There's a gimel here. What's that? Ah, in Ksuvus it doesn't say Zuge. And Yavamis also not. It's two different yourselves. One has 24,000 pairs, and one, and the other two places just 24,000.
The Ilagat scroll doesn't translate.
Huh? The Ilagat scroll. Yeah, what does he say? It
does have the word
Zuge
here, but
he
doesn't translate
the word pairs. It just says 24,000 spoons. Right. Okay. Rabbi Akiva became eventually rich from six different causes. Min Kalba Savua, first of all, his father-in-law was Mater Neder, so he left him a Yerusha. Min Ila Distinsa, right, from the there was like a decoration on the head of of the boat. Right, see the whole thing. So avdin le min eina. Right, they make a certain statue at the head of the boat. Zim nechada anshuya al keif yama, also hu ashkechei. Right, he found that it was full of treasure. Rashi explains what it was. He says, what's it called? Miyata Rabbi Akiva min Kalba Savua, the Poligle Benichse. He gave him part of his Nechosim. Umin Ayla de Svinsa, the Chol Svinsa Avdin Le min Eina. Osin Lohen min Oso Inyan Shal Ayil. It's like a statue of an isle at the head of the boat. The Istigarsi min Eina, Hoyo Osin Kimin Son Shal Eitz. Or you know, Stimbokshoff, and they used to put their money, their valuables, in there. And Shua al Kefiyama, Sheshokhul also Ayel al Sasayam, also Rabbi Kiva found it, and it was all full of the money that the boat probably sank, and this washed up on the beach, and it was full of money. Next, that was just the third thing, right? A Kavas of the second thing. The third thing was, Umin Gavza. Right, from a chest. What happened? He gave four zoos into some sailors. So he said, bring me something. You buy me something. You're going on a big trip. Bring me something back. Right, al kef yama. They didn't find anything for four zoos except a chest that they found on the beach.
Ashiwale say burn the chest. Amrule Ovid Marno Ale. Right? So they said to him, what's it called? Wait until we'll bring you more. Obviously the chest wasn't worth the 4 zuzim. Ashkacha to have him mole dinri. Right. It was full of full of coins. The zimnecha the tovasvinza, because one time a boat sank. The kule iska have a mochis bahugavza, and everybody put their money in the safe. It was a safe, and the boat sank, and the safe ended up on the beach. Yishtakach bahu zimna. He found it then that it washed up on the beach. Rashi. Arba zuzah v'sfunai liyordei hayam l'revach. He wanted to give them 4 things and bring me back something. I sili midam heviu li shum davar. Mor na'aleh yamtim adoneinu olav atshinovi l'cha yeser. You keep the chest and we'll bring you more. Dezim nechad tovas svinasa v'chol mamonu d'havi b'svinza havi munat bahu gavza. And they all put their money in their chest and the chest washed up on the beach. Umin matronisa. Right. They also the next thing that he got rich from was matronisa. Rashi umin matronisa. Shapam achas hutzrichu chachomim mamon harvei lebeis hanedrash. They needed money to support the yeshiva. The shigrus of Yakiva etzum matronisa achas. They sent him to this matron to borrow money. The lava minena mamon gadol took a big loan. Shenosnu lo amra lo mi yeli orif shetifra li was man kavua. Who's gonna, be the guarantor that you're gonna pay me when the time comes up? Omar Allah, Misha Tirza, whoever you want, pick your guarantor. Omar Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want the Rabban Shalom to be the guarantor. The Hayam, and the sea. Shahaya Beisi al Svas Hayam. Her Beisi al Svas Hayam. Omar Allah, Rabbi Kiva, Kenya, okay, we'll let the Rabban Shalom be the guarantor and the sea. Shigia Hazman, Cholar Rabbi Kiva, Vilahayachal Havi Amamu. When the time came, Rabbi Akiva had the money, but he was sick, he couldn't bring it to her. Yotza also matronisa svasayam, so she went out to the seashore. The Amar Ribon Shalom, Golav Yadul Fanecha Kilacha Ulayam Hazeh Manti Beyose. I use you as a guarantor in the sea, so make sure I get my money back. Hichnis HaKadosh Baruch Ruach Shtus Belibo Shobas Keser V'nichnis L'Beis Genozo V'not L'Kartulis V'Zork Aliyam. So the Rabban Shalom made the Caesar's daughter have a mishigas. She went into her father's treasure house, took out something very valuable, threw it into the sea. Vishlichu l'yam, the pesel beisa shalosa matronisa, and the yam brought it to the door of this woman. V'not losen, she found it. La'achar zman hevi lo Rav Yekiva amomen. When Yekiva got better, he borrowed the money. The Omar Law Al Yichar Loch Shalom Evesi Loch Hamamun Bisman Shikavu Shechilisi. I was sick, I couldn't bring it to you in time. Omar Law Yehaya Kol Shalcha, keep the money. Shemamoni Bali Adi Bismano. The Orev already paid. The Rabban Shalom in the sea. The Sipralo Kolamais of Anoslom Atanus Gedolos to Port Rasul Shalom. Not only did she let him keep the money, she gave him more presents too. So from that he also became rich. Umin Ishto Shaltunis Rufus, right? Rashi, Ubin Ishto Shaltunis Rufus, Adon Echot Shishmo Rufus, Bahai Mefatve Bedivre Torah Kenegra Bekiva. There's many instances where Tunis Rufus, debated with Rabbi or asked him questions. Bahai Rabbikiva Menatsko Bechopan, Rabbikiva always won him out. Bahai also Adam is Baish, Ubova Siperli Ishto. See, he was embarrassed that he always lost to Rabbi Akiva. So he told his wife, Amr lo ani afateo vachshileo. I'll get even with him. I'll go and seduce him. But he shall hoise a yofet toar biyose. Bosa etzlo the gilsa shoka kenegdo. So she went and she uncovered her thigh. Varok Rabbi Akiva v'shosak ubocha. V'sochak ubocha. Rabbi Akiva at that moment spit, laughed, and cried. Amr lo madua sisa came. Why are you laughing, spitting, and crying? Amr lo hashnayim. I'll tell you 2 of them. Masherakakni b'shvil she matifa mitipa srucha bos. I spit because all your beauty came from nothing, from a tipa srucha. Ubachisi b'shvil she yofie chosid levalos ba'aretz. That beauty is in one day going to rot in the ground. So I cried. Masha Sochak lo Rav Salomon lo. He didn't want to tell her why he left. Afal Pikein if Tzirabo, she begged him. Ad Sha'omer lo Shasidul Isgayer, that she's going to convert. The Tinosilo, and he's going to marry her. So he left. Omer lo V'chiyesh Tshuva, isn't Shaya to do Tshuva for what I did for you? Omer lo Hein, but Isgayer lo Acher Shemes Baila. Right, others say that the other pshatim say that she got married to him while her husband was still alive, because Tornus Rufus ended up being the one killing Rabbi Akiva. So if he was dead, he couldn't kill him, and if he was dead, he couldn't marry her. So he must have converted. She must have converted and married him while Tornus Rufus was still alive. She married him, and she brought a lot of money into the marriage too. So that's the next thing. And the sixth thing was Miketia Bar Shalom. Rashi Ketiyah Bar Sholem, Mefurish Maseches Avodah Zarah Perakama. The Maisa is that the Roman Caesar wanted to destroy all the Jews in Rome, in their empire, and the Senate voted on it, and one senator said it's not Kedai, what's it called? It's not a good thing to do. So he said, what's it called? It's not going to, you're going to end up losing out by destroying the Jews. So he said, the emperor said, you're right, and we're not going to destroy the Jews, but Lamaisa, whoever wins an argument with the emperor gets killed. So they sentence him to death. On his way, they said, it's a shame that you're going without paying the tax, meaning that you saved the Jews, you're not a Jew yourself, so you're not going to get that Olam Haba. And he, what's it called, he mauled himself with his teeth. Well, that's what it's called. Fell on his mila, made him bris mila, and when he died, Lamaisa, he was a yid, and he left his estate to Rabbi Akiva until the Chacham. So Rabbi Akiva got rich from that also. Okay. Okay, Islami, his kavanda was good. He wasn't mamash a yid, but he was what's it called. Scavin for a mitzvah, we're going to get credit. All the rich students save Rabbi Akiva.